Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Jody Kilbasa, Director of the Virginia Film Festival.
And it's going down, I think, believe this is the 30th year, and it's happening November 9th through 12th down at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Thank you so much for joining us, Jody.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you, Jason.
So do I have that right? This is the 30th anniversary?
This is the 30th anniversary, and we're a program at the University of Virginia, but we're also one of the largest film festivals in the Mid-Atlantic. Last year, we had nearly 32,000 people attend. It takes place on 4 days, and it takes place throughout Charlottesville in several different locations, including the stunning Paramount Theater on the downtown mall in Charlottesville, which seats over 1,000 and is a classic movie palace.
That's so awesome. Sticking with the sort of the 30th anniversary theme for a second, can you give me a sense of sort of how much it's grown from the very first year to now? Like, do you remember how many sort of, you know, submissions you had back then versus today?
Well, you know, I've not been here for 30 years. This is my 9th Virginia Film Festival, so roughly a third of that time. And I can share with you that the year before I came in 2008, we had about 11,000 in attendance, and it's grown to 32,000 in attendance. And back then, we were screening about 65 or 70 films, and now we're screening well over 150 films.
Wow. That's impressive. Well, congrats on all the growth. You've really built it into something.
Thank you.
But talk about also how the elephant in the room. I mean, this year in Charlottesville is going to be even more important. The conversation between the filmmakers and the audiences.
Oh, without a doubt. Every year, I think one of the things that the Virginia Film Festival prides itself on is the response that we give to events that are happening in our country, around the world, and particularly events that might resonate here in Charlottesville. And with over 150 films, we're able to do that. And actually, before the events in Charlottesville of August 11th and 12th, we were exploring a program with James Madison's Montpelier to take a look at the enduring legacies of slavery, including incarceration, social injustice, education. And when things happened in August here, the tragic events of August 11th and 12th, we expanded that program to more broadly look at race in America. Spike Lee is coming in for a screening of Four Little Girls, his documentary that chronicles the Birmingham, Alabama church bombings of 1963 that tragically killed the four young girls. He labeled that as domestic terrorism. Of course, they didn't refer to it as such in 1963, but he saw direct parallel to the events that happened here in Charlottesville, and he wanted to come in and have a conversation about that. We're also bringing in Ezra Edelman, who, of course, won the Academy Award last year for O.J. Made in America, and we're reprising that, and Ezra will be on hand to discuss that film as well. We're also screening another film called Tell Them We Are Rising, which chronicles history of historic black universities and colleges in the U.S. by Stanley Nelson, and his co-director Marco Williams will be on hand for discussion as well. So this should be part of a fascinating dialogue. And I think, interestingly enough, we also have a new documentary that is being finished as we speak.
Wow.
And will have its world premiere in 10 days at the Virginia Film Festival, and it is from local filmmakers and people who actually chronicled those events. So in a sense, Charlottesville will take back its story, because all the footage, the Vice video, and everything else was essentially done by people coming from the outside.
Right.
And this will be an inside look from a residence here in Charlottesville of exactly what happened, an opportunity for them to take that story back.
That is such a great idea. So we can see it. You can see it from the ground and from the people who actually live there, local filmmakers. I love that.
Exactly.
Awesome. So could you remind me, you mentioned some of the names, Ezra and Spike. What nights are they going to be there?
Spike Lee will actually be in on the afternoon of Saturday, November 11th, and Ezra will be there that same day as well. The screenings are at different times during the day, so there won't be overlap, but it's a real chance for an audience to come in and take a look at two remarkable filmmakers, both always at the top of their game, and Spike Lee, I think, is a treasure. I think he's one of our great living filmmakers today, and we're thrilled to be able to welcome him into our community. And I think that this is going to offer really incredible insight to the events that happened here and a broader discussion on events that, quite frankly, are happening all over our country all the time.
Yeah, no, that's an extremely awesome and timely get for you guys. So that's awesome. You also have William H. Macy coming. What's he doing?
We do. William H. Macy is starring in and directed a new film called Crystal that co-stars Rosario Dawson. And Macy will be on hand to present his new film that he directed. And he also has Nick Robinson in with him. Nick Robinson is a young actor who's one of the co-leads in the film. And it's a coming-of-age story starring Nick. And he's going to be on hand along with Bill to discuss this film. And should be great for fans out there who might not immediately recognize that name. Nick played the younger brother, starred in Jurassic World 2 years ago, and a number of other high-profile films that have been out recently. And of course, everybody knows William H. Macy, you know, with his defining role in Fargo, but also is the star of the Showtime series Shameless, among hundreds of other roles.
Yeah, Boogie Nights. There's so many good ones.
Just incredible filmography. Longer than my arm. He's an incredible actor, and I've had him in, not at the Virginia Film Festival, but another festival that I ran years ago, and he's just exceptional with an audience, so it's a real treat to have him there.
There you go. Jerry Lundegaard himself is going to be come on, you said it was his career role. It's true, man. That Fargo is amazing. All right. We'll sidetrack on that forever. Margot Lee Shetterly, another Virginia story, Hidden Figures author, right?
That's right. Margot's an alum of the University of Virginia and resides here in Charlottesville. And, of course, that story, Hidden Figures, she wrote the book, which was turned into the hit film last year. And we're screening that as well. Margot's going to be on hand to talk about that and talk about the concept of hidden stories as well. So many people, particularly in the African-American community, that have contributed so mightily to the culture and to science and to advancements, and that often those stories are not focused upon. And certainly this story of the women who were involved early on in NASA is an incredible look into a story that was not well known before. So that should be a really fascinating discussion.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners have probably been watching the Ken Burns series on PBS, The Vietnam War, but the co-director of that too, Lynn Novick, will be there. What's she doing here?
Well, we're going to be screening the Vietnam War. She's in for a moderated discussion with Mark Silverstone, who's a professor with the Miller Center at the University of Virginia, which is one of the top presidential think tanks in the United States. It's the Miller Center for Public Affairs. And, you know, this should be a really, really fascinating discussion about the advent of the war and the impact that it had not only on our veterans, but clearly on our country as well. And, you know, to have the co-director who's so well-versed in this subject, along with another renowned expert who consulted on the series, should be really great to get that kind of in-depth look.
We could go all day. I know you have John Lee Hancock, you have Mike Rich, Dan Mervish. I mean, you guys have some big heavy hitters coming out this year.
We do, and you know, we've been fortunate over the years. It's been incredible. I mean, last year we had Werner Herzog and Colin Firth and Shirley MacLaine and Liev Ullmann. This year we're bringing in John Lee Hancock. You know, people know him as the director of The Blind Side, but he's coming in for a 15th anniversary screening of The Rookie that stars Dennis Quaid, along with the screenwriter Mike Rich. So that should be a fun look at a great family film. And there's just a lot of really excellent films going on. We open up with the Alexander Payne film Downsizing that stars Matt Damon, Kristen Wiig, and Christoph Waltz. And the executive producer of that film, Mark Johnson, who's also the executive producer of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and pretty much everything that Barry Levinson did earlier in his career. Good Morning Vietnam, Rain Man, won the Academy Award for Rain Man, The Natural Diner, will be in for a discussion with that as well. So, I mean, for the audience out there, we have over 150 films, and we have actually 10 international films that have been nominated to represent their countries for the Academy Awards. So it's a great lineup of international films, independent films, documentaries, and then a lot of the top films that are likely to be front and center in the Golden Globe and Academy Award discussions as well.
Which are some of those?
Well, I think downsizing. I think Hong Chau is likely is an actress that I don't think people are aware of yet, but she just really bursts on the scene with a career-defining performance in Downsizing. Hostiles, I think, has been talked about. That's a new Western by Scott Cooper, who's a Virginia native, who, of course, is known for Crazy Heart and Out of
Mass.
The Furnace and
Black Mass. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're screening that. We also have Mudbound, which just got added to the lineup.
Amazing movie.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of films that are likely to be considered for an Academy Award, and some great independent films as well, you know, a lot of compelling documentaries as well.
Real quick, you mentioned the foreign flicks that you said might be competing for their countries. What countries are involved?
Oh my goodness! Finland, Croatia, Russia. Off the top of my head, I can't name every one.
we'll look it up.
they're very diverse, and it's really you know, a wide array of international cinema that is really, really quite extraordinary.
That's awesome. And then as a huge sort of movie buff, old school classic movies, I love the fact that I saw Ben Mankiewicz of TCM's coming.
Oh yeah, you know. Sadly, with the passing of Robert Osborne, Ben is the face of Turner Classic Movies. He's got a long and storied history, not only with Turner Classic Movies, but with his family as well. And he's going to be in to introduce a couple of silent classics, Hitchcock's silent film, The Lodger, a couple of Charlie Chaplin reels as well, including The Immigrant, which is more topical today than ever, and it's the 100th anniversary of The Immigrant. And he's also going to be involved in a political discussion, Robert Redford's movie The Candidate as well, because part of his family hails from the political world as well. So, you know, this is a great opportunity. This is an expert in the world of film coming in, and a personality as well from television that will have a unique perspective and voice on cinema.
That's awesome. So we've talked a lot about the guests. We've talked a lot about the movies. What about, you guys usually have some cool parties, some galas. Tell me about those.
Oh, well, you know, immediately following the opening night film, Downsizing, we have our opening night gala, which is at the Jefferson Theater on the downtown mall. It's a great event. We have an incredible band that plays. We usually have about 400 or 500 people that attend that are there to celebrate the advent of the festival and that opening night film as well. And great food, great drink, great dancing. We also have a late night rap party that this year is taking place at Cardinal Hall, which is one of the new breweries here and beer halls in town, and that also is a time when we'll probably have nearly 100 filmmakers on hand that will mix and mingle with audience members and people going to the party, and it's an opportunity to kick back and you know, share your thoughts on your favorite films that you saw during the festival and meet a lot of the guest artists that are there for the festival itself.
Awesome. Well, the whole thing sounds like a lot of fun. We really thank you for taking the time to join us. Just sort of in closing, if our listeners have been hearing this interview and they say, damn, that sounds fun, sell some D.C. folks on how easy it's not that hard to get down there to Charlottesville. You know,
bring them down. The Amtrak train comes right into the heart of Charlottesville, a 5-minute walk away from most of our venues, about a 10-minute walk to the university, and a 5-minute walk to the downtown mall where we're screening in both areas as well. It is peak fall color this time of the year, and Charlottesville, surrounded by the mountains, is just a stunning place to come down. The restaurants are great, and the place is really hopping. The entire town is hopping with energy and excitement with people coming in or drive down. It's only about 2.5 hours or less from D.C. So, you know, it's a great trip. You drive down, you see the fall colors along the way, the mountains in the distance, and then come into Charlottesville and catch a really great weekend, November 9th through the 12th. And if you're looking for tickets, go online to our website. It's virginiafilmfestival.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jody. We really appreciate you joining us. And like you said, you know, it's on the weekend, 2.5 hours. Enjoy the ride with the fall leaves. Make a weekend of it.
Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate it for being able to share this. And we look forward to seeing everybody down here at the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.